Exactly. I mean, think about it like this, right? Construction guys, guys who work on the roads, who make bridges, houses, whatever.
Important jobs.
What are they
backbone
doing?
Backbone of America.
They are backbone of America. What are they doing? What are they doing on site?
They're smoking.
They're smoking. Pouring they cement. Smoke on site. And who talks about the most hours a week they work anytime you see them?
We do.
Construction guys.
Oh, yeah.
No, but he's right, though.
They're like, I worked 16 hours today. Yeah. You know why? Because they're smoking.
You are tuning in to the Cigar Guys podcast, where aficionados and newcomers alike gather to explore the vast cigar universe. Meet your hosts, Alexander Gonzalez, Mark Nikolai, his big little brother Zachary Nikolai, and Jared Burrows. So sit back, light up, and let's get the conversation started.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cigar Guys. I am your host, Alexander Gonzalez, with my contributor. What the heck are you doing?
Oh, fuck.
Cutting my cigar?
He's trying to get us taken off of YouTube.
With Mark Nikolai, Jared Burrows,
and the perfect cut.
Zachary Nikolai, who is playing with the microphone for some reason. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you for tuning into the Cigar Guys video on YouTube and Spotify, audio on everything else.
Can you make a V cut with a saw?
Probably.
That would be impressive.
Do you want me to try it on yours?
No, I already cut mine. So.
Do you can still V cut it?
Well, you can V cut yours then. Great point.
You're the one that's asking for it.
Now I want to see you do it.
Oh, so you want to see me mess up my cigar, but you don't want to mess up yours?
I would never want you to mess up a cigar. That's blasphemy. What I'm saying is I want you to do a very good job creating a V cut with the saw.
But if you're the guy that wants a V cut, why can't I cut your cigar?
Because I don't like V cuts.
Then why are you asking?
Because I think you're capable of doing so, but you're incapable of following instructions. So like you're not going to do it. For some reason, you're not doing it. I don't know.
I'll do it on your cigar.
Are we having a podcast by ourselves?
So this is a Mark and Jared podcast today.
The MJ podcast.
We're going to be talking about all Michael Jackson related topics.
That will not be a good episode. Why not?
So you guys should have a hacking webpage and call yourselves the MJ Hackers, and you always leave a picture of Michael Jackson.
Oh, every time you deface a website?
Yeah.
He's still alive.
He is. He was on CNN that one time.
Oh, you're right.
I know exactly. The burnt guy?
Yeah, the burnt guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we're not talking about Michael Jackson today. We are talking about
USA.
Weird.
We're talking about Michael Jordan.
We're talking about weird smoking laws around the country, around the world. We brought this up in a previous episode, actually the last episode. Zach was talking about cigar laws in Utah, and it inspired an idea to go over a bunch of different laws. A lot of feedback here. Of different laws pertaining to smoking. Cigar smoking specifically. So we're just going to go down the list and kind of talk about each one. Is that cigar lit enough for you, buddy? All right, relax. So who wants to start us off?
USA! USA! Did you know USA. It's illegal to smoke and walk in Arkansas? Or Little Rock, Arkansas?
Is that true?
Did you know that you basically skipped one, even though we kind of already talked about this one last episode.
Arkansas?
No.
Exactly.
You're not paying attention.
That's why we're talking about it right now.
Okay, so we're going to start with cities / states in the United States.
Yep.
Looking at it now, I feel like not all the information's on there, but
it's double-sided.
It's okay. No, I know it's double-sided. I'm saying we had different cities in California now that are on here. What'd you do, Jared?
It was approved by you.
Technically, I didn't look at it, so I technically didn't approve it.
You told me to delete the other cities right before we came here. I can legitimately open my laptop right now, hit Control Z, and prove this.
No, that I know is a fact. All right, whatever. Let's just read the first
one. God damn it.
Zach, can you start us off, please?
Holy Utah. Utah, dry county, dry state. A lot of Mormon people there. They don't like drinking.
What are you doing, Utah?
You ski.
Yo, and they ski?
And that brings us to our point. What are we drinking? What do we got here?
It's Augustus and Barnaby. Augustus and Barnaby, single cast, single malt Scotch whiskey, bottled exclusively for the Whiskey Trail, Royal Mile in Edinburgh, aged 8 years. Palate, gooseberry, Kellen, and caramel. I don't know what Kellen is, but...
That's what I thought, yeah. Gooseberry.
You didn't even try it. Okay, cool. Anyway, Utah. So in Utah, smoking lounges are exempt from the state indoor smoking ban, but they cannot serve food or beverages, including alcohol. So you cannot have a cigar lounge that serves alcohol. There is ways around it. The law makes a typical cigar lounge experience quite different from what we might have experienced before. But, like I said previously in an older episode, there are ways around it. You throw a party, you throw an event, whatever, so food and beverage are free. You know, so then you go smoke around back. Everyone's seen the viral TikTok. And then you're able to do it. So they kind of treat it more like you can't smoke in a cigar lounge, but if it's a members only.
It's a herf.
It's a herf?
It's a herf.
Oh, you don't know?
Jerry knows. Jerry knows what a herf is.
So we were on the herf podcast. I actually never heard that term until we were on the podcast, to be honest with you.
What does that mean?
It's exactly what he just said it was.
Oh, my God.
A herf?
A herf is like when a bunch of cigar people
herf together.
Get together and smoke cigars.
I don't know if I like that term.
I don't like B-O-L-T either, but or B-O-T-L.
What is that?
Brother of the Leaf.
Breaking Let. Oh, God.
Why can't I feel like we get a lot of slack for that, but I don't care. I think it's stupid.
I feel like when you start adding nicknames to stuff, then it gets a little silly.
Yeah. Like, we're just guys hanging out, smoking cigars.
Yeah. ATF. Ugh. IRS. You know what I mean?
Those are acronyms.
Same thing. I call it ERS and ATF. Those are words.
Okay. So, what were we talking about? Utah. Zach was in Utah once. He absolutely loved it, from what I've heard.
I did like it, minus the cigar smoking. You know, but we had an Airbnb, so I was allowed to smoke outside. Or on top of a mountain, you know, either one. But, yeah.
Can you stop?
What?
Burping in the mic.
It wasn't me.
It literally was you.
I was clearly smoking when you looked at it.
Oh, my God. It's so rude. I'm sorry, Zach.
No, that's all right. But they kind of treat it like a members-only thing. If you're, like, a member-only, you could go smoke inside in a private area that's separate from the actual cigar lounge. But to be a member, you got to buy a cigar. You know what I mean? So it's like...
But you buy a cigar from a different establishment.
I don't know if they'd allow that. I think you... I mean, I'm sure, like, you're a regular. They don't care. But...
No, I'm saying, like... It's a different establishment.
Oh, yeah. Then from where, like, the lounge is, yeah. Like, they had a door between them, but it was a locked door. Like, customers couldn't use it. It was only staff that was able to use
it. Gotcha. So there can only be one employee in the building, according to that law. So maybe that's, like, why it's like, oh, the employee can go in, but it can only be one employee at a time.
I don't know.
It did say that before we merged all the data. It said that you can have one employee total in the building that's like
smoking.
Yeah,
that's weird. Yeah, I don't see how that would stop or I don't know. I guess maybe limit how many people are in there because they would assume you'd want to keep an eye on your customers. I don't know.
Yeah,
interesting.
That's pretty interesting. And then Jared brought up Little Rock, Arkansas.
That's true.
Jared, please tell us about Little Rock, Arkansas.
I mean, we can just scroll back a few minutes, but okay. So basically, there's a historical ordinance where you can't like smoke and walk at the same time. You have to be still, which is kind of interesting. Because people text and drive all the time, text and walk all the time. things like this.
I think it's probably for like littering reasons.
Probably.
Because when you smoke a cigarette and, you know, you just flick the cigarette bud.
Yeah, but if you're sitting on a park bench smoking a cigarette, you can still flick it.
True.
I think it's more of to not bother, like, the people around you. Like, you're not a mobile smoke machine. I think that's more of the reason why.
I feel like it could just be, I don't know, distraction. You don't walk in the middle of the street. Maybe.
Yeah, me personally, when I walk and smoke a cigar, I get super distracted.
Yeah, like, the smoke gets in my face. Like, I can't see anything.
Yeah, one time I was walking with a cigar, and I just ended up in Vegas.
That's pretty accurate. It's going to happen today.
I mean, you bring up a good point, though. Like, you can text and walk around. You can text and drive, but...
Historically, it's on the books, but it's not strictly enforced.
So. Right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I doubt a cop's going to be sitting there waiting, like...
He's smoking!
Yeah.
Imagine getting arrested because you're smoking while walking.
There are, yeah, a lot of these laws are going to be like, oh, it's technically law, but it's not strictly enforced or anything like that. So some of these laws are weird. Some of them are kind of normal, maybe, or maybe there's a good reason behind it. But our next state might not be one of those good ones. So, Mark, what's the next one?
California. They have banned smoking in multi-unit housing, affecting apartments and condominiums.
Hmm.
The law includes smoking inside one's own residence if it shares a wall with another unit.
So we actually couldn't be smoking right now, technically.
Yeah.
Because we technically share a wall with another unit.
I feel like that makes sense with apartments because, right, they're small and stuff. And for sure. Usually the walls are, like, super thin. So, like, if you're smoking, like, the other neighbors are going to smell it.
And free smoke.
Yeah, but like, well, you can't smoke outside, though? Like, on your balcony?
You should be able to, yeah.
But you can't. It's saying you can't.
Yeah, you should be able to do whatever the hell you want, man. This is America.
Goddamn right.
But, I mean, I would imagine that if you're smoking in your apartment, you'd be worried about the...
Oh, inside, yeah. I mean, I don't think a lot of places in Florida allow you to smoke inside an apartment.
Yeah, I doubt it. You probably lose your safety deposit.
But that's not really... Is that a law thing or is that like a apartment regulations kind of thing?
I don't know. An apartment thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
Yeah, you lose your security deposit.
I mean, it makes sense in California, though, because like, you know...
Wildfires?
Well, that, right? But not even that, like the air in California causes cancer, right? So why would you want to go smoke a cigar in California?
Cancer.
Because the smoke in California is worse... than in the other 49 states, just like the air is. You know, Prop 47, whatever.
Yeah, it
falls under the same thing.
This is good whiskey.
You like it?
Yeah.
I think it's scotch.
It's honestly super smooth for only being aged 8 years. And it's like just the right amount of smoky, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty sweet too. Like not too sweet, but...
Incredible. Is it smoky because you're smoking?
No. Oh, okay. What do you think, Jared?
I haven't had a chance to try it yet, so...
Oh, okay, first sip.
He's still savoring that Macallan that he had earlier.
Did you even take a sip?
Zach?
I took a big sip. But
it's pretty good.
Did you try any?
What?
Did you try any? I feel like you just pretended like you were taking
a sip. I think he's trying to pace himself this time. Why is he avoiding the question? It's just a simple question, Jared.
What? I just said it's good. He said, did I try it? I said it's good.
Yeah, but
you're not convincing.
Yeah, it's not convincing.
Because you just said it's good. He said it's good. I said it's good.
Okay, but how would you compare it like to between Macallan 12, Belvini 14, and Macallan 18?
I'd say definitely closer to Macallan 12, not Belvini. I think it's really good.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think it's pretty good. I think it goes good with a cigar. We got next state that you know pretty well.
Me personally?
Oklahoma.
True. I am familiar with the state.
Oklahoma. Where'd you go to school for a little bit? Was that Oklahoma?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. Okay, yeah.
I feel like I would have corrected you on that.
Yeah. Anyway, so Oklahoma... You cannot smoke in any indoor or public establishment, right?
Is that true, Alex?
Let me finish.
Yeah, he needs to read this whole thing because I'm curious, too.
You're curious if I get it right without looking at it?
No, I'm curious if this is right, but go ahead.
Including bars or restaurants, right? Cigar bars are exempt if they generate 10% or more of sales from cigars. So if you just have a bar, you know, like down here in Florida, you had a bar not serving food, you could smoke in it, no problem. I'm assuming this says that you could not smoke in a bar over there, unless it's an actual cigar bar that sells more than 10% of cigars.
Any indoor public place or workplace, including bars and restaurants, which is funny because I went to a restaurant, it was a steakhouse, and in the back they have a smoking room. So I'm curious how the loophole in that one works.
Did it have a door to the room?
Yeah, it was literally like you're inside the steakhouse and then you walk into the smoking room.
Yeah, but it's a separate place, right?
No, it's inside the building.
Yeah, but
it's like a door.
Closed off. Yeah, it's closed off. Yeah.
It's like in Europe, you could send a smoking section or not smoking section.
True. But if you open the door, like theoretically the smoke could maybe get out unless they have really good smoke eaters.
We went to a restaurant in Kosovo that was like on a mountain, and their smoking section was all glass and it looked over the mountain. And you know, I mean the weather is beautiful over there like 90% of the year. So like when people started like smoking in there, they would just like open up all the doors and it'd just be like outside. It was really nice.
Speaking of weather, did you guys see that Dubai stuff?
Yeah, actually.
It's crazy.
Oh, is Dubai on here? I think it is.
I think it is.
Oh, actually, that'd be a good transition.
We'll talk about that later.
It's all the way at the end.
Oh.
Sorry, guys. Teaser. Okay. Austin, Texas. What's going on over there? Austin City Ordinance restricts smoking in public parks. I feel like that's not too outlandish. There's some that do that. With violations carrying fines, a move aimed at maintaining public spaces free from smoke for all visitors.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I think the whole public place thing kind of makes more sense than a lot of the other regulations we've seen, but...
Yeah, it makes sense until you want to do a cigar vent. You're like, what do you mean we can't smoke here?
That's true. But then would it become a private space?
Yeah, I guess if it's closed off, you know, block party. That's a good point.
Yeah. You're renting the space, therefore it's now private.
Interesting.
So those are five from the USA. We're going to talk about some other places around the world. Some places are cool. Some are not. Some we heavily support in military defense, like the next one that we're talking about. Our neighbors in the north.
Crazy coconuts.
Oh, my God.
Canada.
French Canadians.
French Canadians. Canada. And Saskatchewan. Smoking is banned in all public areas, including outdoor patios. This extends to cigar smoking, which means enjoying a cigar on a public patio, even outside, is prohibited.
So we are not visiting there.
So you can't. That just means like public patio, like a restaurant patio, or like not your own patio.
Yeah. It says all public places. So so a restaurant would be a public place, right? That'd be private. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, I think it'd be public.
Yeah,
really? That is crazy coconuts. I swear,
I don't get the reference.
From like these, you weren't there.
From where?
He was there.
No, he left.
No, you left.
Oh, he did leave. Yeah, you do not get that reference.
Inside joke. Mark doesn't know.
Neither do our audience.
Maybe one audience member.
A few, maybe. There were a few people that witnessed it.
That is
it.
True. There were, yeah.
This episode might be playing in the place where it happened.
Yeah. That's true. We got Montreal next. Montreal prohibits smoking within 9 meters. Can we get that in freedom units? 9 meters.
I don't know what that means.
That's about 10 yards.
What is that in feet?
Feet? That's 30 feet.
Well, 30 feet would be a yard, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what? So
no, 3 feet. A yard.
Sorry.
3 feet a yard,
yeah,
10
three
yards.
Feet a yard.
10 yards.
Okay.
So that's 30 feet. 10 times 3.
Okay.
Quick math.
Big brain.
That's why.
How many feet are in a mile?
5,280. Frick, I messed up.
Yeah, it's like 5,200. And
I used to something. Know this by heart.
81.
How many yards are in a mile?
Divide that by three.
How many football fields are in a mile?
How many football fields are in a mile?
Yeah.
But it's got to be like...
at least two.
It's 100 yards, which is divided by 100, right? You're doing it by yards? You said by yards.
I think you misunderstood the question.
15.
You 30. Said how many feet, then you said how many yards in
it's
a
like
mile.
1,700. Many... Yeah, but there's 1,700 yards in a mile.
No, he's asking how many football fields.
That so literally makes no sense.
Well, football yard.
And there's 100 yards
how is there 5,000 plus in a mile, feet in a mile? And then you're going to
divide that by three.
Yeah, divide by three.
Which is yards. Like 1,700.
That's yards.
What are you talking about? You're dividing feet into yards?
No, he's converting, feet to yards.
There's 3 feet in a yard.
Correct.
Okay, so if, let's just say there's 500, or let's just say there's 5,300.
Did you say 17,000 or 1,700?
1,700.
Okay, my bad.
God.
That one's on me.
All right, leave it to the engineers. It's just,
I was waiting for the...
Yeah, but he's a software engineer, so he only measures in like ones and zeros.
He's
still accurate.
What happened in Montreal?
About 9 to 10 yards. You can't smoke within 9 to 10 yards of any door, window, or air intake of buildings open to the public, including bars or restaurants.
Oh my God.
And it impacts outdoor smoking areas that are popular among cigar enthusiasts.
Okay. So, we can't smoke outside of a bar, like right outside of a bar, or outside of a home.
Yeah, you gotta go around the corner. Maybe that's why they have a lot of, like, street crime.
But you gotta make sure there's no, like, air duct
around the corner. I thought that was, like, the cigar smoke intake. I just blow it in there and it pulls it in.
Paid for by the city?
Yeah, it cleans it up. Yeah, I thought it cleans the air.
I mean, that would make sense if they're looking for clean air.
Yeah, I just smoke next to trees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the trees could suck in the carbon dioxide. Yeah. That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
All right.
You've been here, right?
Technically, I've been in the UK, but I have not been in Scotland, which is in the UK.
So you want to go ahead and tackle this one? Or?
Sure.
I mean, we really could have combined Canada, UK, like...
Just put, like, the royal family or something.
Yeah. Other regions, like Zimbabwe. Actually, all these. Zimbabwe. Yeah. Bhutan.
Yeah. The comment section is going to be wild.
So, I hate that these buttons are switched, but it's okay. So, in Edinburgh, Scotland, crazy, we're drinking something from there. Edinburgh has specific regulations that ban smoking within 15 meters of hospital buildings. Okay, that's like pretty common, actually.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's not a weird law.
What do you mean? Skip. I can't smoke while I'm in the hospital?
Skip.
I think 15 meters is a little harsh, you know, a little rough.
Including the grounds, which would impact anyone trying to enjoy a cigar on hospital premises.
Damn it.
Yeah, how did this stay in? But then, like,
I love smoking on cigar premises.
Exactly.
On hospital
premises. You also had weird laws in California that were specific, but I guess they just disappeared. Who got rid of them?
It was our intern.
You're right. Sorry, Jared. I don't mean to blame you.
What's her name? What's her intern's name?
Jessica.
Is it Jessica?
I thought it was Alexa, but close enough. Close enough.
They both end in ka.
Ma.
Buh. E. They both end in.
Okay, ka. So that was dumb. Ma. Like.
Asia. Singapore.
Singapore is in Asia.
It is in Asia. That's next on the list.
Sounds good, guys. Someone going to read it? Or?
Yeah, sorry. I got a random text from a random number.
God, not again.
Singapore. Singapore is known for its strict smoking laws. Smoking, including cigars, is only allowed in designated smoking areas, and smoking outside these zones can lead to hefty fines.
Mm. So it's like one big theme park.
But you know what I feel like it is, though? I feel like, you know, like business guys or whatever, you know, because they smoke a lot of cigars, you know, and I feel like they could smoke in like a lot of indoor places. I feel like there's a lot of like private lounges where you could smoke, you know, or clubs or whatever.
For sure.
Because, you know, you have a smoking bar or you have a smoking section in a bar, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's like their way around it.
Makes sense. Yeah, I feel like the smoking outdoor laws aren't that crazy. that crazy compared to some of the other ones. I mean, if they did that in Florida, uproar. But some of these places that are like, oh, we're going tobacco free in 2030. Yeah, it makes sense for them because they're freaking liberals. You catch what I'm saying?
Now I get it.
Yeah. I'm just trying to give like benefit of the doubt, like rate it by each place. Like if it happens in America, a total violation of the Constitution. If it happens in like, you know, Singapore, all right, I'll let it slide.
A violation of my Constitution, which means they need some freedom.
Sounds like another war is coming.
All right, Tokyo.
I just believe, you know.
Tokyo.
Everyone needs freedom.
Tokyo. Japan. It's very similar to a few of those we talked about before, right? So you can't smoke while walking through most of the city streets so because fines will be imposed. Hmm. Another one of these distraction smokes.
So I wonder if a lot of big cities are like that.
Well, probably. I think so, too.
Like except New York. Yeah, except for Sydney. Except for Paris,
yeah,
London.
Guess you can smoke outside New York, yeah. I was just thinking that.
All the like cities that everyone wants to go to, yes, you can smoke in public. Yeah. All the ones that are like, you know, Sacramento, no one wants to go there.
Well, yeah, think about how many Europeans smoke. You know, if you're yelling at, you know, all these tourists like, hey, you can't smoke here, they're not going to want to come back.
True.
Yeah, you know, for sure. Especially if they're staying at a hotel in Manhattan. They got to go outside to smoke.
Yeah. I mean, also like, you know, how fast paced the city is. Like, what else are you going to do? You're going to not smoke a cigarette?
You got to. It's like part of the rules. I don't make them. You just follow them.
Moving on. Beijing, China. Even more strict, you know.
No, I don't know. Can you tell us?
Yeah, they have a ban on smoking indoor and public spaces, office spaces.
Indoor public spaces.
Yep. That's what it says.
Okay. I'm just making sure that we get all the words in there.
Yeah.
You like to skip words.
Indoor public spaces, including offices and public transportation, which... I think public transportation makes sense. Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. And then, you know, reducing secondhand smoke exposure.
One of the comments we got said secondhand smoking kills. So rightfully, I responded with, what about firsthand smoking?
Makes sense. Yeah, it doesn't.
I guess not. That seems to be the big issue is secondhand smoking.
Did they respond to that?
No, I don't think they had an intelligent response for that.
So the problem isn't people smelling my smoke. The problem is they're not smoking.
Right.
Okay, makes sense. But yeah, I mean, let's talk about this office thing, right? I think we should be able to light up a cigar in the office.
I think, well, if it's a private business, there shouldn't be any laws regulating that.
Facts. Yeah. I'm just saying, you know how like, much more I would stay at the office if I could just light a cigar in there? Facts.
Yeah.
Because then, you know what? Towards the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? Let me get a cigar while I finish coding or whatever. And then... You know, the 30 minutes I was supposed to stay end up staying another hour and a half, you know, because I keep putting out my cigar code. Then, you know, I pick it back up, got to relight it. You know, it's just, I think it's better off for the company.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, regardless, you're going to stay there longer, do a little extra work. You stay for 2 hours, it might not be 2 hours worth of work, but even if it's 45 minutes or an hour of extra work, work.
Zach would extend his 12-hour days to 16-hour days.
Yeah. Mm. And I only go home to sleep. I gladly work 16 hours. I mean, most of my time is spent driving to the cigar lounge. You know what I mean? Or driving to here. So it's like, you know, if I could just avoid that, I'm saving, you know, minimum 3-4 hours a day.
Wow. So what you're saying is the government... is intentionally making our lives harder.
They've always done that.
Well, the Chinese government is. Because we're talking about Beijing right now. You know. But the American workforce needs to recognize that, you know, how much more productive would we be if we could smoke?
Right. But also, listen, let's use this as an example. China is bad, right? China is bad. So why would we want to be like them?
What?
We should be doing the opposite.
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, think about it like this, right? Construction guys who work on the roads, who make bridges, houses, whatever.
Important jobs.
What are they doing?
Backbone of America.
They are backbone of America. What are they doing? What are they doing on site?
They're smoking.
They're smoking. They smoke on site. And who talks about the most hours a week they work anytime you see them?
We do.
Construction guys.
Oh, yeah.
No, but he's right, though.
They're like, I work 16 hours today. You know why? Because they're smoking.
True.
They're relaxed.
is it like, you know, efficient work? I mean, how long did it take to redo I-4?
Okay, I mean, that's a little different.
It varies.
You know, they're like unionized, but you, you know, you get to a house that's getting rebuilt. You could have a house rebuilt in like 2 months.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And they're all just smoking. You know, you tear down your walls and then you got cigarette butts everywhere.
I saw a podcast where this guy was guessing how long it took to like build a house. And his estimate was 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Oh, I saw that too, yeah.
Well, how big is the house?
That is true.
True. It could be like a Lego house.
It was a 10 by 10 two-story house.
I think the average right now is like 16 months.
Average?
Yeah.
Wow.
So 2 weeks?
Is it because they're not smoking enough cigarettes?
I think that's a reason.
Or cigars.
If it was cigars, cut the time in half.
Think about this, right? You know, I've been watching Godfather lately. They smoke cigars all the time. Mm. You know, and if you notice in the Godfather Part 2, right, they kept going back to, you know, how the family started, this and that. They were smoking more cigars then. And you could argue, you could easily say that they put more work in at the beginning than they did after.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were more efficient with their work when they were smoking all the time.
Well, think about it too. When you smoke a cigar, you become more relaxed, right? It's like recouping from a long day. So the next time you go to work, you have more energy now because you had rest and relaxation.
Exactly. Exactly.
That is, yeah.
I mean, smoke breaks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to have a smoke break because I got to come back and be more efficient at work.
So that's the thing too. A guy that takes, let's just say, you know, I don't know, 8 hour day, 8 smoke breaks once every hour, right? 15 minutes.
I only get one lunch break.
Well, no, I was just saying 15 minutes a piece, you know, that's 2 hours lost right there.
Yeah, but those are cigarettes, right? So if I had a smoke break every hour for a cigar, it'd be another hour. I'd be working for 16 hours. Yeah, but
what we're trying to say is let's just smoke while we work.
Yeah.
8 hours saved right there.
Exactly.
Or make it acceptable where, hey, I could go outside for an hour and smoke because cigarette people are already wasting 2 hours of the day.
So you just get one break, but it's still the same amount of time.
Exactly.
8 hours. Nice.
Jared only gets 20 minutes.
Well, how are you going to smoke a whole cigar in 15 minutes on a cigarette break?
Jared, I feel like you just don't listen to anything we say on this podcast.
Legitimately, he is not listening to a word we're saying. And then it's like every other word.
And then he's going to listen to this podcast on Saturday. And he's like, oh, true. I understood what you meant.
Mark, you're not backing me up right now.
There's a reason why he's not backing you up.
He hasn't said anything. I'm actually...
What do you want me to say to that?
No,
you're not paying attention?
You backed the wrong people up there, but...
Jared's like, I trusted you. Now you no longer have my trust.
Crazy.
He's like, this is why I replaced you in family meetings.
Damn.
He did click trust this device on his phone, though.
I did not do that.
Oh, there you go. Trust broken right there. Okay, so we're going back to Europe now, which is different from the UK.
Yeah.
Because of Brexit.
I feel like this one isn't too much different, though. Like, isn't too crazy.
I don't know what you're saying.
I feel like this one isn't too crazy. Vienna, Austria, they implemented a full ban on smoking in all bars and restaurants in 2019. A significant shift in the city that once had a very lenient smoking laws affecting a traditional cafe culture that included cigars.
I think that's outrageous. So you can't smoke in any bar or restaurant?
You can't do that in Florida specifically.
I know, it's outrageous. We had all these bars we could go smoke at, and COVID comes.
Yeah, Green Parrot. I used to love going to that place.
I think the restaurants I get, but bars, like, bro, you're going to go to a dive bar and not light up a cigarette?
I will say, though, I do think cigars should be excluded from, like, the cigarette.
Yes.
You know,
it should be its own law. Yeah,
completely different things.
Like, if you're addressing smoking laws, you need a specific law for cigars.
I agree.
Because if I could have dinner and smoke,
I would do it.
Yeah, I would love it.
Well, think about it. You'd stay longer. Probably spend more money.
Yeah.
Get more drinks.
Two entrees. Maybe three.
I was going to say two is a little light for you.
That's why I said maybe three.
Mm.
Got to be inclusive to everybody here.
All entrees are welcome. All entrees matter. So that was Vienna, Austria, to be specific. Real quick, I just wanted to say that this cigar, this Eora cigar has really good ash. Jerry, what are you smoking?
Lagoria Cubana, Maduro.
Wow.
Of course.
Zach, what are you smoking?
I'm smoking the Besa cigar. That's a Besa Rothschild cigar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ditto.
I would be smoking that, but I gave it to you. So
thank you.
I appreciate technically.
That. I do appreciate that, too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So technically.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah, Jerry's been loving those.
Oh, thank you for bringing that up. So I made an announcement today that I didn't tell anybody about. I have three favorite cigars now. Besa, Patron 1964/26, and this one he's smoking now.
Did you tell him how you first picked up that cigar?
What?
How you first picked that up?
No, I didn't tell anybody about that.
Is it a story that we can talk about?
Yeah, it's going to be silly. You don't have to tell him. You don't have to tell him.
I don't think I've ever heard Jared use the word silly. So yeah, it's definitely please silly. Tell us.
It's just a goofy little story.
Goofy, goober,
goofing around, you know.
Do you want to? Oh, he picked it up thinking it was Red Meat Lovers.
It does look like it. It does look like it. Like, I mean, if you're like five accounts deep.
No, they both have red on the label. That's the joke.
I think it's technically orange.
And it's on the same aisle, on the same
it's
row.
It's not in the same aisle and the same row.
It was at one point.
Oh, wait. Did they switch it around?
It was.
Okay.
Thank you for backing me up this time.
Jared's like, I can't trust Mark, you know.
Mark's like the type of guy that's like, I'll back you up half the time. But the other half of the time, like, I can't be a follower, you know?
You guys are all wrong. I back up the truth. All right?
Okay, so half the time.
Your truth or the truth?
Mine.
For sure.
Munich, Germany. Next.
Munich. Otherwise pronounced Munich. Ban smoking in beer gardens. Totally random.
That's weird.
A significant culture shift for the city known for its outdoor beer and smoking culture. Great point. Especially during events like Oktoberfest.
I was going to say Oktoberfest.
What a joke.
Man, we got to go to Oktoberfest one year. Let's go this year.
Yes. October is this year. Let's go.
I'm just saying. Let's go this year.
I know. Let's go.
I had a friend that went to it, and they said it was awesome.
Yeah. And
Germany's pretty cool, actually, besides this law.
Everyone that I know that's gone to Oktoberfest said that like they loved it.
Can we get away with it because we're foreigners?
I mean,
they're really nice to Americans, given their history. That's what they told me. I didn't say that. That's what they told me. It's actually kind of a cool place. But yeah, like, I think Germany's one of those countries, though, that they're going to go green by 2030. You know, so this is like...
No, they took that back.
Yeah, I was going to say, they scratched that out already.
Well, only because they couldn't do it. But yeah, so like, this is a dumb law.
They're like, why... They're like, why should we invest in that when we could put it in defense? You know?
Something smart.
Yeah.
Anyway. Another place I've been, which I'm never going back to. Paris.
Pass.
Pass. Paris has extended smoking bans to include parks and green spaces across the city, aiming to reduce litter, like Mark said earlier, and to... If you're listening to audio, Mark or Zach is waving the white flag. Aiming to reduce litter and protect health of the public in these communal areas. But literally everywhere else, they're smoking cigarettes. So if you don't smoke, you have to go to a park to avoid it.
Interesting.
See, I'm okay with smoke-free spaces as opposed to smoking spaces. Like that, like safe space. Like, we should just have smoke-free spaces and not, like, smoking spaces, you know?
I guess because probably smoking is a minority now.
In Europe?
You think so?
Just in general.
Dude, well, we're in Croatia. We drove by a high school and they're all smoking.
Yeah, you're right.
Ballers. I think, no.
Hey, smoking's
in right now. I know where your head's at. Like, smoking's definitely not like it was in the 90s and the early 2000s.
Yeah, but I'd be curious if the majority of people in Europe don't smoke. Look it up.
I feel like it's still pretty high in Europe.
Say, what percentage of people smoke in Europe?
Rob, can you pull this up? That's a new intern. Pull up, look at this, look at this. Look up percentage of smokers in Europe. Can you pull it up for us? Thanks for sending
percent, of the EU population smokes daily.
See?
How much?
19.
See? It's a minority.
Prevalence of smoking in adults is 28%.
Okay, it's pretty high. Still minority.
So they included minorities at first. Minorities, minors. They included minors in the first percentage.
It says an estimated 26% of people aged 15 years and older in the EU, or about 100 million people, are currently daily smokers, and about 50 million. Oh, man.
Well, that's like, so what defines a daily deep. Smoker? I guess smoking every day. Also, who participated in this? Like, we don't really know the true numbers. I think the true numbers are what we see.
And then it gets real deep after that, and it's like, about 50 million of these will die prematurely from smoking unless they quit.
That's because they're not smoking cigars.
What website is this? Oh, Tobacco Control.
Ah, boo. Find another study. It's okay. We'll assume that Mark is slightly right. So that's Europe for you. Not to be confused with the UK. We have now other regions around the world, because that's how our intern decided to compile it. Mark, you want to take a crack at that for?
Yeah, I feel like this is pretty common though. Zimbabwe has very stringent advertising restrictions for tobacco products. That's kind of everywhere, which includes cigars.
Unfortunately, yeah.
The only part that's weird is this includes bans on public smoking events or festivals that might promote cigar smoking, making it difficult to hold traditional cigar events.
So this is like any form of advertising.
Yeah, but like over here, can you?
Well, no, I mean, it's only online advertising and like on TV and stuff, but you can have a billboard, you know, or like a sign. This is basically saying nothing that promotes smoking at all. So you can't have an event like it says, or you can't even put up a sign or something like that.
So if you had a cigar event in Zimbabwe, you just go there to pick it up and go home? You can't smoke it there?
Maybe it has to be an indoor event. And you can't have any signs
on the outside. Members only, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. This actually just gave me a great idea for something I'll talk about later.
Sorry, guys. Pay for the subscribers only, which we
don't. How do you say that? Bhutan?
I don't know. Never heard of it.
Anyway, it's a country. They took a radical approach on being the first country to ban the sale of tobacco entirely.
Boo.
Back in 2004.
20 years.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That was 20 years ago, guys.
This means that legally buying a cigar within the country is impossible. Although the law has been relaxed slightly to allow controlled imports for personal use with heavy duties. So you could buy cigars online as a user from another country, but you're going to pay hella taxes for it.
Dang.
That's crazy. That's a crazy law. That's when I would fight the government. That moment right there.
Yeah, that's like dumping tea in the harbor worthy.
Yeah, for sure.
But can't you just like rent an apartment on the border, send the cigars there, walk across, walk back?
But you got to declare it technically.
True, because you have to go through customs.
I don't even know where that country
immigration
is.
Immigration.
Where is that country?
I'll have to look that up.
Rob, can you pull up where Bhutan is? Real quick, moving on to Honduras. Oddly specific. That's what it says. But in Honduras, there was once a law proposing that people could only smoke cigars if they kept at least 2 meters away from non-smokers.
it's in South Asia, right next to India, Nepal.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And Thailand.
Why are you saying yeah like you knew?
I agree because he's right, and I Google it myself.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for sharing.
Okay.
You asked. You Google it. I can't even talk. Googled it.
He Googled it. So you have to. This is like COVID. 2 meters away from non-smokers. So like you have to ask people like, are you a smoker or non-smoker? Like, you know, how does it go? This is particularly challenging to enforce in crowded spaces. Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Just like COVID.
They should make people over there wear a shirt that says not a smoker.
Facts. Again, it'll be let's like not those, target the smokers, let's target the non-smokers.
It'll be like those cups with like the different colors of like, you know, single, it's complicated, taken, you know what I mean?
Like red shirt means not smoker.
Yeah.
Black shirt means smoker.
And then, you know, just like those parties, you're going to get the non-smokers talking to the smokers because they think it's cool, you know.
Oh, so you smoke, huh?
Yeah,
what do you like to smoke? Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know, but it just looks cool, you know. Oh, you got a girlfriend? Yeah, she's not here though.
And then,
it's like, oh, that's so cool, you know.
And then they mingle, they hook up and have kids, and then the kids are gonna become smokers because they have the smoker gene, real thing. No, I'm just kidding. But then
I'm wearing my smoker jeans right now.
Yeah, and then the non-smoker guys look at the smoker guys and be like, I want to be like that. I just can't though. I can't though. I want to be like that though.
Facts.
All right, next we got Dubai. Crazy things happening in Dubai lately, by the way.
Yeah, crazy.
While it's known for its luxury smoking lounges, public smoking is heavily restricted. Smoking, including cigars, is not allowed while walking in the street and even waiting at bus stations. See? Smoking must be seated in designated areas to smoke.
So if you're walking and bring a portable chair and sit down in a public space, you're not walking.
Yeah, but,
but you're not in a designated area.
Where is this, Dubai?
Yeah. What's going on in Dubai, by the way?
Oh, my God. Do they have, like...
No, it's been raining there nonstop, and they're flooded.
Yeah, do you know why, though?
Hurricane force winds.
Do you know why it's been raining?
Yeah, harp.
Wow.
Someone played a harp? What?
I got a semi on that. I'm impressed. I'm really impressed.
It wasn't really harp. They have like a...
No, let him keep going. You know, keep going.
What is harp, Zach?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. He had us there for a second. Oh,
God. I lost it.
It's because they do a cloud seating.
All right, there you go.
Somewhere. I don't know what harp is.
Okay.
Project...
Zach, you need to leave.
Project Bluebeam, essentially.
No? Maybe. Is it part of it?
One to fake it, one to make it, essentially.
So what is
cloud seeding? Cloud seeding is the act of which you plant seeds into the ground and they turn into cloud. No, honestly, cloud seeding is where they put something in the air to help the formation of clouds. And it could be like dust particles, could be, dust particles is like the most common, even just smoke, like smoke bombs. That would actually help cloud seeding. So it basically helps combine the moisture in the air together to form these clouds. But the crazy part is with Dubai is they're getting like hurricane force winds and flooding when they did their cloud seeding.
So basically when they changed the weather, they modified it too quickly, too fast. Too many seeds.
Yeah, and it's crazy because you see like... the water is rising, I think, like 5 feet, 6 feet.
Well, they have no drainage systems over there because it's a desert. Why would they need them?
Yeah.
You know, like even their sewage, they have no sewage systems over there. All their sewage is carried out by truck.
Ugh. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't have like underground plumbing.
So Dubai is not actually one of the coolest places to move to right now.
No, I think like total like 16 people died so far from the flooding.
Rest in peace, but I thought it'd be more.
Yeah, no, it gets pretty crazy. But then that also brings another thing. You know, they have the technology to disrupt these storms. So why don't they? Like, there's something called a hail cannon.
Do you think it's an attack?
Well, there's something called a hail cannon that they've been using since, like, the 20s to help disperse clouds in the air. And it's basically just a loud shockwave, you know, that will dissipate, you know, cloud coverage. And this is to stop or help like farms or, you know, yeah, if you're growing fruit or anything, that's kind of what its main use is for.
But I feel like maybe in a city that might not be a good idea. Like,
why?
Because in farms, right, there's no like windows and things like that. There's no skyscrapers.
It's directed upwards. So you could be standing next to it, you'd be fine. It would be loud, but like it's not going to break anything because if you look it up, it's literally, maybe we could put a picture right here. It's literally just a huge cone faced upwards.
I also feel like it might be too big to do that. Like, the storm might be too big.
Well, you could hit it with a another hurricane that they made, like, that goes the opposite way, and then it will just disperse. But you run a risk of it...
combining?
Combining.
Oh, my God. This is why we don't play God.
No, I know. Well, it's true. Two hurricanes could orbit each other, and then they could end up combining into a larger hurricane, or it could dissipate each other.
So
50-50.
So you would have two eyes instead of one.
No, they would just combine.
Well, he was talking about how they, like...
Yeah, they would orbit each other until they combined into one.
Hmm. That would be crazy.
Yeah. Also, that that streamer got arrested for a year.
Oh,
Neon?
Is Neon.
Yeah, yeah.
Why? What?
Because he was filming out in public without
permission.
Without permission, yeah.
You need, like, a permit to film in public over there, I guess.
In Dubai?
Yeah.
Yeah. So he got arrested with his girlfriend, and he's in there for a year. I don't know if she is, too, but, yeah, he's a year without bail, I guess, or however it works over there. Yeah.
Holy fucking shit.
It's crazy, right? He's a small guy.
Couldn't call like one of the Tates.
So podcast in Dubai.
As long as you get a permit, and I'm sure it's like, okay, you can't talk shit about Dubai. You have to, like, sure. You know, yeah.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? The
first thing I bring up is that building that looks like a cross.
You know what I was thinking about the other day? You don't see that many influencers like talk about Dubai anymore. So I bet Dubai stopped paying these influencers to talk about it.
Probably. I'm still seeing some commercials about it. You know, really? Oh, travel Dubai, you know.
But there was like one period in time when
they're
like,
probably still going to make money on it. Go
ahead. There was like one period in time where almost like every influencer was moving to Dubai.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's kind of disappeared.
It was definitely very popular on TikTok for a while.
Yeah.
Well, I think Dana White, you know, was hosting UFC fights over there. And so a lot of people like Cebal Dua would go over there, you know, watch. Well,
they go over there, but like.
But they're filming inside, though, not outside.
And didn't they just buy the PGA?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. No, was it Dubai or was it Saudi Arabia?
Well, the United Emirates.
Yeah, United Arab Emirates. Yeah, isn't Saudi Arabia, like, in the United Arab Emirates, right? Or no, is it separate?
It's like the whole England versus UK versus Europe thing.
Yeah, the UK is a country with five countries in it. I don't know.
Well, there was that one soccer player that lived in Saudi Arabia for a while because he got signed for like $300 million.
Yeah,
those golf guys were pissed when that happened.
Yeah.
Great. Why is it not switching?
Well, I don't know. Go back to me. Anyway.
Just exit out.
Sabotage.
Exit out or back again.
Those golf guys were pissed when it happened because they were offered like same thing, like $100 to $300 million to play golf for their league. And they're like, no, like, you know, we're tried and true PGA. Then they went to the PGA and they're like, hey, we turned down this offer because, you know, we have faith in you guys. We trust you guys, whatever. And then fucking PGA sells out. So they're like, what the hell? They're like, well, can we get our salary? And, you know, they're like, no, you denied us. Like,
yeah, I'd be pissed too, man.
That's on them, though.
I mean, like, if you want to be like, I get it, though. It's like. Like you, all right, like I'm American, right? I don't want to go to this fucking league, you know? That's owned by these United Emirates.
Yeah, I'm mashing all over the place. Yeah, it's clicked. I don't know why. Our technology wants to be weird today. But
And then it's like you almost get punished for it, right?
You want to finish out this last one?
Oh. Yeah. You want to do it? You want me to?
Sure. In Cuba, this seems not too outlandish, actually. You're just not allowed to smoke in hospitals, schools, or buses. It reflects a broader trend of increasing restrictions in places traditionally tolerated of smoking. I mean,
yeah,
it's not really crazy.
Yep,
not really.
Not very crazy at all.
Nah.
But yeah, they tried to do it's like the whole well, Havana, Cuba. It's crazy because they're all cigar smokers, which isn't true. But you know. Yeah, no, that's, I mean, hospital for sure. I feel like that makes sense. I feel like most hospitals in this country and probably around the world are like, you can't smoke within X amount of feet of a building or, you know.
Yeah, sure.
Schools, that makes sense. And buses, I don't know about buses themselves. Like, bus drives by, I got to put it out. But I don't know.
I'm pretty sure if you're on the bus.
Yeah, for sure. But it says, smoking in hospital, schools, and buses. Okay, I read that wrong, but you're right. Okay. So that was
some crazy laws, some not so crazy laws, but that's the laws.
Pretty much, yeah. Smoking laws around the world.
Better make sure you follow them.
Yeah, make sure you know where you're at. Make sure you're following local regulations.
And if you're in Bhutan, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, and if you live in one of these weird places with really strange laws, maybe consider, I don't want to say the word revolution, but like, you know, maybe go to your local congressman or representative, wherever you are. Tell them that this is messed up. It's segregation against people that smoke. Because we're human too, you know, so maybe superhuman even. But any last words, guys?
No.
Have a good day.
Okay, have a good day. Take care. Thanks for tuning in, guys.
Awesome.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can stay up to date with all the latest episodes. Looking for short form content? Check out all our social media accounts in the description below.
Oh, welcome back.
That's good.
Welcome back to another episode of the Cigar Guys, everyone. We've got a lot of
business. We're happy you came to
Welcome back to another episode of the Cigar Guys, everyone. We're going to have a good episode today. We're going to be talking. We'll be.
We should get like hidden mics, but then like pretend like we're speaking out of an unplugged mic. So people like call us out, you know.
They're like, God damn, I fucking hate our producer. He's such a piece of shit. And then like, oh, it was caught on camera. Oh.
I felt a little real.
Yeah, that felt personal.
All right, we started? All right, someone cue this.
Cue.
I never speak in the beginning.
Today is the first time.
I fumbled my words.